Day 1. Peace and Purpose. Jesus said, "My peace I give you. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me as you send me into the world. I have sent them." John 14:27 and 17:24 and 18. Jesus' final message and prayer before the crucifixion brings peace and purpose to his followers. Peace and purpose is a world view that simplifies the Christian life. Seeing everything as a part of one or the other clarifies what to allow into life and what to exclude. Everything we do in life should further our peace or purpose. There are three kinds of peace. If Jesus is your personal Savior, you have peace with God. Meditating on this brings peace within your heart. This personal peace helps you make peace with others. Have you wondered, why am I on earth? Jesus himself answered that. In John 17, Jesus prayed that he wanted us to be with him in heaven. But just as he obeyed the Father's will in coming to earth, he leaves us here for a purpose, to do our own special good works. Although the distraction and obligation makes it easy to forget, we each have a purpose. What is your purpose? Well, Jesus gave us two main instructions before he died: to love and to share his good news. So your individual purpose would fit within this general framework. The challenge in life is to balance our peace and purpose. Some people are all about working or serving. They wear themselves out and may not rely on the strength that God gives. Others are dominated by their favorite activities and distractions, many of which bring them no peace or joy whatever. Some even frustrate and fatigue them. Should we keep things in our lives that further neither our peace nor purpose? Jesus said we should cast them away. Brothers and sisters, God has richly blessed us with good things. We pray that these will increase your peace. Then may you feel called to bless others around you. We hope some of you will pursue Muslims and share with them the beautiful gospel and God's word. They are waiting for it. As Huda, who is in our video, says, "From visiting Europe, I knew there was something wonderful that had to do with Jesus. But it wasn't until I came to America that I heard the gospel." I encourage you to share the gospel with foreigners coming to America. Dear Lord, help me to examine my life in a way that will further your kingdom. May my peace grow through enjoying the blessings that you give me, and may it strengthen me to accomplish each thing that you desire me to do.